Huh? I don't always. Like if I know Ingrid's coming. Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of nice to do that. Yeah. I like to do it. I mean, it's we're lucky because we can see, you know, but still. I know. Yes. Yeah, it's a neighborhood in flux. Yeah. Okay. So as we do, and as you do, scan yourself in lying. And one way to think about that is listening in, and listening for the things that are loud, the things that are quiet, your contact with the earth from the heels to the hips. Behind your pelvis, behind your shoulders. Lots of traffic tonight. That's scanning too. Oh, the upper windows are open. Hey, well spotted. Thank you. I was like, why is it so loud? Now there is a way we can. I'll think about it. It may become clear. Although it might be nice to have that open. Huh. I don't see how to do it right now. That's okay. I'm sure that Viola taught me, but there must be some magic way. All I see is ones that I could climb up to. So I think we'll leave it. We'll just have a little background noise. It's okay, Michael. I think it's just the way it is. Yeah, okay. So that'll be a challenge to our attention here. Yeah. But that's not bad. Oh my goodness. Thank you very much. And then notice behind your head. Like there's a part of your head that rests on the ground. And for some of us it feels like a flat place, and for some people it feels like a round or a pointy place even. And it can be higher up behind, it can be down low in your experience of the shape of your head, kind of noticing, is it directly behind your nose, or are you turned a little one way or the other? And when you sense yourself, what do you do with your face? What do you do with your jaw? And then roll your head very slowly, right and left. Here, Michael. This is just like mine in the shed.
Okay,
Yeah.
I was doing it.
It's okay. Go ahead and rest down so that you have your class. Yeah, this hook is broken.
Yeah, but it's still
Yeah, but let's just leave it. Go ahead and have class. Yeah. It's all right. We'll be part of our community with the sound. And once you've rolled your head side to side and you have a sense of which way you roll a little bit more easily, and more easily doesn't mean that you turn farther necessarily, although sometimes that's a part of rolling. And sometimes when you roll your head, there's a tipping, like one ear will come closer or further away in the act of rolling your head. So it's like you turn your nose, but really you're tilting a little. And then you come back to the middle and try the other side. And sometimes up to one side, it's like you go downhill, and to the other side, you go up. And see what that's like. When you have a good sense of that and the quality of rolling, pause your head and notice your breath. I was telling Terry next week we'll do a breathing lesson. And all lessons are breathing lessons. So notice also how you exhale and how you allow the breath to come in. And how do you focus your attention on that lightly, with eagle eyes. How does your internal way, your attitude towards yourself affect how you listen? And can you listen with a gentleness, curiosity? And slowly bend your knees and stand your feet. And once you have your feet standing, feel how your head lies on the ground and notice that it might be that you meet the ground in a little different place with your feet standing. You can lengthen your legs and check if you would like. Now, how does it change your organization of your spine to have your feet standing and your knees bent? Did you hurt your finger? It's a scrape, not a break. Okay, good. Okay. All right. And we'll do a very odd move. And always you can listen first and then decide how you'll organize yourself to try the movement that we'll do. So this first move, you bring your legs to touch each other from your inside of your thighs, your knees, as much as possible, your legs as one leg down the middle, feet standing together. So everything is joined. It's like you have one big foot. And, nope, doesn't matter because it's always going to be to the best of your ability, right? And everyone brings a different shape and a different, so it's just how you do it. And imagine first, so that you have the idea in your head, that you'll take your feet in a circle. And a circle in this case isn't just down away from you, but it would be towards your sitting bones, over to one side, away from you, and over to the other side. And then you could explore a very small version of that and see what it's like. And you can start in any direction you want, but making a circle around where your feet are now. So somehow it's like you've dipped your feet in paint and you're going to begin to paint the earth. Yeah, right. And yeah, I know, it's weird. And the first time you do it, it's not so easy. There might be a freezing, and then so pause. If you haven't tried it yet, you have time. And now feel whether you can find a way through to try the movement smaller and with a little bit less holding. See what you can let move a little to do this. And this is just the first time. So I'm circling, yeah. And you may notice that as your feet go one way, your knees tip the other. Okay. Yeah, check it out for yourself. Yeah. It's yours. So yours won't look like anybody else. The shape will be different. When your feet go a little bit to the right, your knees, it's like your knees almost really stay in the middle and your feet go around. And then try the second direction. Yeah. And sometimes the blanket moves, and that's kind of its own thing. And then pause. Lengthen your legs down. So my teacher in the Feldenkrais program that I attended, and probably the other one before that too, used to have a little folded piece of paper, and it had messages written on it, and he would open it up and move it to the side. And we had them in school. People would make them, and they would go fit around your fingers. And inside were the answers to all the questions. And they were, maybe yes, maybe no. How is it for you? How do you experience it? Well, you know, and it would drive us mad because there's not a right answer. And oftentimes when we start even just doing something like that, you're already a little different on the earth. Yeah. And then it will change. So sure, it can be really challenging. And then slowly try that one more time. Stand your feet, gather your one big leg together, And now remember, you are a spine, and you breathe. And at the top of the spine, you have a head. And none of those things need to freeze, and the movement doesn't need to be very big. And play with seeing what it's like to just do a little circle one way and a little the other. There's no rush. It's more important that you're, yeah, and it can be really like, how do I slide the blanket? It's more important that you're accurate as far as you know what you're doing and you can feel how you do it. And that can be what you tense and what you don't need to tense, and then go the second direction. It's already different. Yeah. Good. Yeah. It changes things a lot. And one of the things that's so lovely I can see you all doing, it's like you already knew, that the whole foot stays on the ground. And so there's a movement in the ankle, so you can try it one more time, that when your feet go to one side and the ankles move to keep them flat on the ground. It's kind of like, I think skiing came up one time when we were doing this. Have you all skied once in your life? Yeah, okay, good. So you have that sense. Only here, you're not in boots that keep your feet from actually moving. And then let your legs go long and rest. Yeah. Feel your head on the earth. And find a way now to come and rest on your abdomen, on your belly, resting your head in some way, maybe on your hands. Go slow and find your way. Yeah. Yeah. Lovely. Yeah, sure. And then slowly bend your feet up towards the ceiling. Can you hear me okay, all of you? Yeah, okay. And then with your feet kind of like your toes and heels are pretty level, so your feet are flexed a little. And the idea is that your feet and your lower legs and your upper legs are at 90, like if you're in a chair. So your heels aren't close to you and they're not far from you. They're straight up toward the ceiling. Yeah, good, nice. And now bring your legs together, just like we did, yeah. And notice sometimes you bring your heels in too, right? And begin to slowly let your feet tip a little to the right. And one foot will slide against the other, your knees will stay on the ground, and then come back to the middle. So you just move the littlest amount, yeah, nice. Very small amount moving. And as you do this, feel where the twisting begins in your low. It starts with the legs, right? And then it turns your legs, it turns them in the hip socket, and you begin to become heavier towards the right. And listen for where you stop the movement. And if your head is turned to the right, you may find it'll be easier to turn your head straight down or to the left. Yeah. If your head is to the right, you're actually doing a double twist. I know. So see it. You can see how it is. And we're only going one way, so only to the right. Right and center. So really knowing center. And then as though somebody has their fingers and they walk up the spine, feel where you allow the movement and where you inhibit. Where do you let your feet go and where do you stop them? And then come back. How do you allow your ribs to move? And does anything happen in the area under the shoulder? Yeah. And then how are you breathing? Nice. and then let it go, rest on your back. Find your way to get there slowly, right? So take your time. I know. It's worth coming to your back. You can stay where you are. Both are going to give you a different feedback. So it's not bad. You're like, I lost the map. Which part? Yeah, so, and this is really important. If you move and you move into pain, you've got a misorganization happening, right? And if that happens, back off to where there's no pain. And that even means that you might back off to the point where you're doing nothing but imagining, and you're maybe in the position. And that's enough. Because it gives you time in the imagining for your nervous system to sort it out. And this is really, really important. If you move into the pain, then what you do is you set off the habitual reactions, and your nervous system goes into not learning anymore, right? You're then into fight or flight. So as much as possible, move in an easy, gentle way. And then slowly stand your feet and bring your unipod together, your one leg, one foot. And explore very small circle one way and then the other. And stay so small. And that, if your mat is really moving around a lot, you can sort of scooch down until your feet are on the hard floor. Yeah, and we can just kind of, and I'll scooch this way. Does that make sense, Ingrid? So you can actually bring your feet off the mat. And then you have more, yeah, you have more control. And then go the second direction. And you may notice, just from doing this little tiny thing that we did, a change where one direction is a little simpler than the other. Yeah. That's part of the lesson. It was very well done. Nice. Yeah. And pause. Lengthen your legs and take a rest. Yeah. And you can go ahead and do your circling now, Ingrid. So see when you're circling that your knees stay in the middle and your feet go around. So it's like if your legs are going to go to the right, yeah, and then you send them down. It can be small, and then over. Yeah, like skiing. Remember this move from skiing? Yeah. Yeah. But it's challenging. It's super, super challenging, especially if it's a motion that's unfamiliar. And the challenges are the learning edges, right? Slowly come again to your abdomen and rest. So you'll probably just have this dance going on of moving back on the mat and then off the mat, and that's okay. Yeah. And again, if you can do face down, work with your face down, maybe on your hands under the forehead, and then gather your feet up straight toward the ceiling and zip your legs a bit together, and then begin going just to the left and then back to center. Yeah, just to the left, and feel the very beginning of the movement. So the speed of the movement is not important. What's really important is the following of the movement all the way up the spine. Yeah. So that each vertebra, it's like someone just brings, and don't need to even do anything here. You just imagine. So if you're imagining it's the same, you imagine that the low back begins to turn and you feel how it comes back to where you're level. And then maybe you visit the next vertebra and you feel how that vertebra begins to turn, and you come back to the middle. And then beginning to coordinate your breath. So your exhale goes with the twist, and your inhale brings you back. And your exhale, if you need to lengthen your legs and imagine, you know what the position feels like, so you don't even need to do it, right? You just imagine it with your brain and come back. You're still walking your imaginary hands up your spine, the ribs elongate on the right side as the legs go to the left. There may even be a pulling on the armpit. Yeah. And the inhale brings you back. I have an idea, Terry. Let's bring this onto your forehead. Try it with that, and then your arm can be free. Yeah. Yeah, nice. Good. Now remember, your feet slide. They slide. One slides along the other. Yeah, nice. Good. And then let that go and rest on your back. In the times when we imagine movement, what happens, and we can do it when we're moving and we can do it when we're imagining, but there's a particular benefit to imagining when you get stuck, or even just in the middle of a movement to pause and think your way through. It gives you an opportunity to imagine what the movement would be like in your system if everything were, you know, working, organized perfectly. And what happens in that place is you don't bring generally the habits into your imagination. It's like if you imagine playing a piano piece, you aren't going to imagine playing it with the mistakes in. You play it in your mind perfectly. And you can do this with a movement. And then when you come back and you try it again, your brain and body have solved some problems around it. Maybe you scoot yourself to the end, or you hold the mat and fold it under you, whatever you want to do. Stand your feet and bring your legs together here on your back. And this time, like what we did on your abdomen, but this time you'll take your feet a little out to the right, let your knees fall a little to the left, and then come back. And then go the other side. Your feet go a little to the left, your knees fall right. So it's like you're sliding your feet right and left is the ultimate goal, right? It's just that when your feet go a little to the right, in order to allow that to happen, your knees move. Yeah. And you could try it with one foot. So maybe pause and just try, like, imagining you stick your right foot into a pot of a really nice color paint that's nice and thick, and you slide it out and in. And you can feel how you could slide your foot out, your knee might go in, you slide your knee in, your foot in, and your knee goes out. And then try with the other foot. Yeah. And then breathing. What makes this easier in you? What do you allow to happen? There's a places inside that inhibits movement. They can be as simple as holding the breath, gripping the hands, and then try both feet together. There is some work that happens, right? Because in order to allow your feet to slide, there's like a little tiny bit of a solving of the problem of how do I make them light enough to slide? And then how do I allow there to be a turning in the belly that can support this, and a turning all the way up even to maybe the head? Yeah. Good.
It's an abdominal work.
It is actually some. And then the trick is not to freeze, to still allow there to be some work, but that you don't freeze. Yeah, so for sure. And take a pause and lengthen your legs. You just stay where you are and lengthen them. It's like, how much do the muscles need to be on? And if you can find exactly the amount that you need and not overwork and not underwork. So it's a puzzle. And you don't find it by getting it right. You find it by approximating each time a little different this way, a little different this way, like, and then it's always a little different. All right, slowly, before we come on to your abdomen, feel how you rest. Feel what's a little different now. How are you meeting the floor? And then find your way onto your abdomen. And this time, we'll come with our head turned to the turn to the left, so you'll rest on your right cheek, if that's comfortable. You can use the blanket to kind of pad your head if having your head turned all the way is not quite comfortable. Play with lying on your stomach, legs bent, and your head on your right ear, right cheek. Yeah. Then bring your feet up. Ah, yes. If you would rather turn to the left, just make sure that you reverse everything that we do. So if you're turned to the left right now, just make sure you also do everything else reversed. I do that all the time, by the way. Okay. So here, slowly let your feet fall to the right, but this time it'll be a little different. So maybe you're already doing it and that's okay. Begin to let your knee lift so that you're really tilting. Instead of letting your feet slide, they go together as one unit. So as you go to the side, your left knee will come up and then you come back down. Does that make sense? Not quite. So come back onto your knees. Yeah, let your head rest. So there's two ways to do this. One is to let both knees stay on the earth, and I'm not moving you very much, and then you would slide. Yeah, okay. And then one way is to leave these as a unit, and then one leg lifts and comes down. Do you see the intention without doing it? Okay, all right. Yeah, so there's the sliding, and then slowly come back up. So that's one way. And then the other way is like they're glued together. So the other way would be this would lift from the earth. Ah, yes. Yeah, and then come back. And there is a learning curve with that. So head turned toward the other way, Michael. Yeah. Yep. Okay, so now that's great. And then do it less. Less. So they stay as one unit. Yeah. And you don't need to bring your heels in towards you or do anything other than find the way to let them. Yeah, this lifts in. Yeah. And then you follow again what goes on. So the exhale is when you twist. And in your mind's eye, imagine and feel and sense where you stop the movement. So without making a big, fast movement, maybe it's immediately you're like, this is enough. Small is good. So how do you make the small movement really clear, sweet, and as though each vertebra in your spine, every rib is allowing your feet to tilt? Yeah. How do you do that? Yeah. And then how do you come back just as easily? Yeah. So you want to be really gentle and slow, Terry, because if you go really fast, what's going to happen is you'll move something that's not ready to move, Or you'll just repeat a habitual pattern and then you may find it. You won't be very comfortable. Yeah, that's interesting. Your cough is in here. Yeah, so you want to give yourself time to find each time a little different pattern, a little different way of doing it, and just a little more ease. And then lengthen your legs and turn on rest on your back. Do you want some water? Good idea. Okay. It's a puzzle. Yeah, nice job, Michael. Definitely okay to stay there. How is it to rest on your back? Feel? Yeah, it's amazing how. Mm-hmm. Each time. That's okay. Yeah. You'll redo what you didn't do next time that you do it. Yeah. It's a very strange thing. And you don't have to do a lot for a lesson focused on the spine to have a big effect. You don't have to do a lot. Slowly come back onto your abdomen if you're not there. And turn your head left this time. Yeah. Nice. I know. Good. And it may even... The rolling over movement. Oh, how interesting. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well,
when you say roll.
When she rolls, yeah.
Cheek to the left. Or?
Cheek to the left. And then slowly bend.
Right.
Yes. You're on your left cheek, left ear. Oh, maybe I got confused. Well, everybody was doing it perfectly. So do what you didn't do last time. And then bend your feet up toward the ceiling. Yeah. Good. And then, which direction did you go last time? Good. So you're going to go this way. Good. And then let your legs go the other way, the way you didn't go last time. Yeah. You know, Ingrid, try turning the other way and doing your legs this way. I think you'll find it's easier. You can try it both ways and then make an executive decision. But it does... No, you were doing a variation that we will do later. You were jumping ahead. Yeah, so it's surprising, but how your head is turned will make a really large difference. Yeah, so now you're turning the other way. And if left cheek down and legs going to the left... Yeah, and probably let's try this way, a little bit like that, maybe. That's okay. So don't get it, and be with yourself and let yourself have a process. The times when you don't get it are actually the most rich, because then you're probably not going to be trying out really hard. So let your lower legs tip. They tip. In fact, both of your legs tip, and then they come back. Yeah, that's right. And then find a way for it to just be small. Coordinate your breath. So your exhale lets your legs tip and your inhale brings them back. And feel where the movement is clear in your spine. Where, how far up can you tell that you're moving? And where is there something that you can do to soften and allow the movement to travel a little further up? Yeah. So in this case, your right knee really lifts away from the ground as you tilt. And it doesn't have to lift very far, but enough that you're really only tilting with the left knee in contact with the ground. Yeah, that's right. Keep puzzling it out. Yeah, there's a puzzle, and the puzzles are solved in doing them gently. You might even notice there's a tug into the right side body, the right armpit, or even the right shoulder or elbow, depending on how you have your arms. And then rest. Yes, nice. That's good. Now, you can rest here or you can rest on your back. So rest in the way that's going to make you feel the best. I'll describe this first. We won't do it yet. So imagine for yourself that your head is turned. Don't actually have to turn your head. Your head is turned. You're resting on your right ear. You bend your feet up toward the ceiling. And you let your legs fall to the right. We've done that. So you're lifting your left knee a little away from the ground. And there's a point where that will become very clear and it'll just happen. That by pressing your feet over to the right, your left knee lifts, and then you come back to the middle and you turn your head to the left, and then you let your legs again fall to the right. They come back to the middle, you turn your head to the right. So we're going to do the same movement only from the middle to the right with the feet. And the intention is that you turn your head each time. Now, you can imagine it, you can do it, you can play with it, you can try it once and let it go. So find your way, and we'll start with our head turned, resting on the right cheek, feet up toward the ceiling, legs together, and you begin this tipping. So the feet go to the right, the left knee lifts away, the left hip lifts away, and then you come back to the middle. Turn your head the other way and then try this movement again. Yeah, so that's right. Taking your time, only going to the right each time. So the feet fall to the right. I know it's a puzzle because when you have your head turned to the left, it's a very different movement, and then you switch and do it to the right. Yeah. Nice. Lovely. Really good. Yep. And then coordinate your breath. So let the exhale be the feet falling to the right. And when do you flip your head? When is the moment? And of course, when your head's turned to the left and your feet are falling, there's a lot more softening in the chest that is necessary for that movement to be available. A lot more softening through the shoulders and through the neck and the throat. And you can practice that softening whether your head is to the right or the left. And when you are satisfied that you've experienced enough of this approximation this time, lengthen your legs. And if you wish, find a gentle way onto your back and pause. Yeah, so how do you do that in a way that doesn't hurt? Curl. There you go. Yeah, nice. Yeah, and slowly stand your feet and bend your knees, lying on your back. You can do this on your blanket, off your blanket, doesn't matter so much. Side to side with the feet, right? So sending with your legs joined, you send your feet to the one side and then back and then to the other side and feel which side is a little more organized. Yeah. And then you keep your feet flat on the ground the whole time. And that is about the organization of the feet so that the ankles are allowing the feet to stay solid on the earth. So no matter how far out they go, yeah, your feet slide out to the side, but they do not leave the ground. Yeah. So same movement. Nice. Which is changing, I can see. Your experience of it's changing. Yeah. And then pause. Slowly lengthen your legs. And notice how you are. Always a little check-in, feeling your breath. And slowly, how do you come onto your belly in a gentle and kind way? Maybe you bend your knees first and stand your feet. Maybe you roll. And then maybe you lengthen your legs. I'll remind you where we're going. So this time you would have your other cheek down. It'll be your left cheek down. And you would bend your feet up toward the ceiling. And let your feet begin to fall to the left. Your right knee would lift up from the earth while you do this, because you're taking your legs as a unit and tipping. And then you come back to the middle. So we'll only go from the middle to the left and switch your head. So one time when you go to the left, you look to the right. And one time when you go to the left, you look to the left. Yeah. And then each time, imagine that you get a little longer from the crown of your head through the spine, that your spine gets a little bit longer. You get a little softer through the thorax, through the sternum, the ribs, the throat, a little longer in your imagination. Yeah, it can be so small, not a big move. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. And slowly pause and rest. If you're comfortable on your belly where you are, rest in some way there. You could rest on your side. You can rest on your back. Your choice. All right, this time, bring your hands to stack and place them underneath your forehead, if that's possible. If it only works for one hand to be that way, that's okay. Yeah, nice. And if you really need to have the blanket under your forehead, maybe you can place your arms sort of out to the side long. That would be another way. And then slowly bring your feet up toward the ceiling. Gather your legs together and see what it's like to do this other movement that we did, keeping both knees on the earth, letting your legs tilt one way and then the other. So this time one foot slides along the leg as you go down. Yeah, nice. And then, yeah. And feel what you do to allow the movement to occur. How do you allow and how do you stop? Right? What keeps you from going any further with respect, not trying to change it, but with a curiosity, like what is it? Where is the point where I know I stop and I can feel that there's no movement there? And then allow some softness there without trying to go further and come back and go the other direction. So you teach yourself and pause. Pause in the middle. Lengthen your legs. Rest for a moment. I'll describe and then you can decide. We'll rest the right cheek down on the earth. And this may be possible, may not be possible. You're just going to have to see how it works for you. So you can try it. Take the right hand and bring it to your left ear. So you'll have your right cheek on the earth. You're looking out towards your left side. And your hand behind you is going to come up and rest on top of your ear, on top of your head. So your right hand goes on top of your left ear. It's a very strange thing. Yes. So you are constraining yourself, right? You're not letting your head move. And then slowly bend your knees, gather your legs together. And this goes back to the tipping that we were doing before, right? So begin to tip and let your legs fall to the right first with your exhale, lifting your left knee from the earth and coming back to the middle. And feel what happens with your head there. What do you do to soften in the chest and the shoulders? Yeah, so you may actually be doing something for yourself that you do normally anyway. It's possible. So in order to make the movement happen without hurting, you can imagine, I'm not doing anything, but that this would all just have to soften. Because now the head can't go with. Yeah. And then try going the other way a little. Go this way, and then you go this way. Yeah, and all of this has to just, find a way to soften, because there's nothing much that has to happen. Yeah. I know. So let's see if I can. Ready? And then find your breath. So it'd be like this, that, and then you come down. Okay, now you find it the other way. Where is it? It's just a roll almost, right? But there is a twist. Yeah, and then this. Yeah, and then you come back. That's all. You don't have to go very fast. Unsecure your head. Lengthen your legs down. Pause. And it may or may not be available on this side, so try it gently and see. Looking with your gaze to the right, you'll rest on your left cheek. If it's comfortable to do so, your left hand would come onto your right ear. If it's not comfortable to do so, you can imagine. Yeah. You just have to see. Sometimes it's not possible. And then maybe you could rest it underneath your cheek, Terry. And then you can just have the idea that you know your head isn't going to move. And then bring your feet up. And you can imagine it without doing it maybe one or two times. So you imagine that your legs are one piece and they tip. Right, it's a tipping. It's very strange. And it's a good thing because when it doesn't happen, oftentimes it's because the beginning part isn't there yet. It's like you've got to fill in the gap. This is what babies in early development are doing. They mess around and they're trying to do something, and they run into these walls and they're trying and trying and trying, and then they exhaust themselves and then they rest and then they come back. They try it again. And each time they get one more little piece. And we're trying to do it without the exhaustion piece. But that happens sometimes. So how does this having your head be still change what you do in your chest and your ribs? Because in order for your feet to fall, something else has to make room for your pelvis to turn. Your ribs have to also begin to lengthen and come apart and turn. And for your ribs to begin to turn, there's a turning between your shoulder blades inside the spine. There's a turning there and an elongation that's very subtle, and it moves all the way up through the throat. And once you're ready to rest, you can rest. You can rest here, or you can rest, actually rest, if you're comfortable on your belly, stay on your belly. If you're not, you can come onto your back. Come onto your, rest and bring your legs up. Do the next piece in your mind only. Don't do anything on your, so you really have to pull it up in your mind, but not in your body. Okay. Yeah. And now bring your hands underneath your forehead, but stack them. So if you're stacking your hands under your forehead, stack them the way that you didn't stack them before. So you're looking straight down, obviously, if that works for you. And then bring your feet up toward the ceiling. And before you even move, feel how you are. Feel where the pressure is. And you would remember where the pressure is when you rest. And just having your knees bent asks a lot of the psoas and of the front body, right? Just breathing here. And without doing it for a moment, imagine that your feet go a little to the right. They go down away from you. They go to the left. And they go towards your sitting bones and then around. So you're making circles. And then when you're ready, give it a try. And you can choose whether you lift your knees or not. You'll find probably it's easier as you make circles to lift one knee away from the ground, but it's not necessary. And then where do you breathe in this movement? Yeah. And imagine it as though you're imagining everything is soft and easy. Your breath comes very simply in, very simply out. And the twisting as your legs fall one way goes all the way up through each vertebra proportionally. And then as you come back to the middle, either away from you or towards your sitting bones, everything is straight again. And then the twisting happens again as you come off axis and pause. And then try the other direction or rest and try the other direction when you want. You can imagine this too, Michael. It's a lot. Make sure you really do move your legs away from you if that's available today, so that your circle really is a circle. There's a lot of space around you. So as much as you go to one side, you also go away and towards your sitting bones. Yeah, nice. And then leave that and rest on your back. Feel how you move with your breath, what happens in the ribs, in the spine. Are you aware of your abdomen, your belly? Are you aware of the space under your shoulders? How's your head resting on the ground? And if you wish, stand your feet, make your one leg with your one foot, and see, curiously, see what it's like to circle your feet if you wish. Yeah. You can just let me take, ooh, that's different. I'm just going to move this. Yeah, you found something for sure. Yeah, and you leave your feet on the ground the whole time. So there's something that happens in the ankles that let that happen. Yeah. Okay. So as your feet go that way, your knees go that way. Yep. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So, and it was really funny because you did it earlier. Okay, good. Now you got it? Okay, now you play and make it yours. Yeah, that's really different, Ingrid. But don't do it too much, right? Because this is a big learning. Yeah. And then if you've gone both ways, rest when you're ready. Pay attention to which parts are contacting the ground a little differently as you rest. You might roll and look with your head, roll a little right and left, and see how you organize that right now, the end of class. And then roll your head like it's the most important thing you've ever done, and you're going to go very slowly and do it exactly right. I'm like, really, try it on. Try it on. Right? And now roll as if you don't mind and you're just breathing in a beautiful fragrance that you really like. Let's see what that's like. And then add a little smile, the kind that softens your face but isn't a real expression of a smile, and let your eyes roll with your head. So when you roll to the right, your eyes look right. And when you roll to the left, your eyes look left. Nice. And pause. Sometimes just by changing your internal attitude, you can find out how you are with yourself a lot. You kind of try on and you feel which one feels familiar. And then you have a little room to play with it when you see it. You can be like, huh, that's really interesting. And then you get a little more options, just like in the movements, a little more options of how you are inside with yourself. Make your way slowly up as you're ready and as you're willing. And you can gather your knees up, roll to the side, and yeah. That looked like 2 weeks ago, that last week. You remembered parts of it. And stand off your mat somewhere on the earth. So your feet are on the hard ground. Let's see what that's like. Let your arms do what they do. You can move around, you can be still, just feel what's available to you. Sometimes it's fun to stop and be still and start turning around too and just see how that is. Twisting from the other end. Yeah. And how you breathe when you walk.
That's feeling really, like, yeah. Normally feel like really open.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes lessons like this where you're really, it's a challenge, where they're a challenge right away, it can be because you're actually addressing something that's like where you're not as well organized in that area. And yeah. So even just doing the little bit maybe was too much, and then you even need to back off. Yeah. Yeah. So it's hard to know now. Yeah. So maybe sleep on it and see what you feel like tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's really just a, yeah, thank you very much, Terry. Yeah. Yeah, if you fold it kind of into about as small as it gets. See how you feel in the morning. You might be surprised, though. Yeah. Oh, hang on. Let me turn this off.